Southeast Alaska is known for its majestic natural landscape and rich abundance of wildlife and fishing. That's what inspired photographer and writer Amy Gulick to create her book, Salmon in the Trees, which explores Alaska's Tongass National Forest and the intricate part salmon play in Southeast life. Gulick says salmon are a kind of binding force in Southeast Alaska, and her book helps explain their role in nature and exactly how the salmon get in the trees.
And many people ask me, they say, well, salmon in the trees, what does that mean? Is that just a metaphor? And it's like, no, they really are salmon in the trees, and this is the scientific discovery that's been made. So the way this works is when salmon return to their birth streams to spawn, they bring all these ocean nutrients with them in their bodies. And so they, you know, they start spawning, and they're filling the more than 4,000, you know, spawning streams throughout Southeast Alaska. And as Southeast Alaskans well know, when the salmon are spawning, there are lots of bears waiting for them and hanging out along all those streams. And bears don't really particularly like being around other bears. And so often when they catch a fish from the streams, they'll take it into the woods and attempt to eat it, you know, without getting into conflict with other bears. And toward the end of a good salmon season, the bears can afford to be picky. They're kind of just targeting the richest parts of the fish at that point, and they leave the rest behind. You know, other animals then scavenge on the carcasses, and this spreads those nutrients farther throughout the forest. And over time, all the nutrients from the bodies of those salmon decompose into the soil, and the trees absorb the nutrients through their roots. And scientists have actually been able to trace a particular form of marine nitrogen in trees near salmon streams that they can link back to the fish. So there really are salmon in the trees.
Gulick has been working as a writer and photographer for nearly 20 years, and Salmon in the Trees is a collaboration of photographs from her travels throughout Southeast, as well as essays from authors including Carl Safina, Douglas Chadwick, and Richard Nelson. Wednesday, July 27th, there will be an exhibit at the Nolan Center featuring Gulick's book, as well as presentations by speakers and bear experts from around the region. The exhibit begins at 5:30 p.m. with a book sale and signing to follow. And Thursday, July 28th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., Gulick will offer a free photography workshop for anyone interested. To find out more about her work, you can visit www.salmoninthetrees.org, or for a complete schedule of BearFest events, visit www.bearfest.net. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.